Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Biden has said the decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine was difficult but necessary because Ukraine was running out of ammunition in its war against the Russian invasion. Earlier, the White House National Security Advisor defended Mr. Biden's plan, saying it represented a bridge in vital artillery supplies. Here's our Washington correspondent, Sean Dilley.
The US military tends to have large stocks of all munitions. These ones, though, are particularly controversial because each cluster bomb contains small individual explosives known as submunitions, and they don't all explode when they're dropped. As a result, they've historically injured civilians. More than 100 countries have banned them. Now, the US President Joe Biden, acknowledging the controversy around them, said he's decided to send them anyway after consulting allies because Ukraine is running out of its own ammunition. The Pentagon in the US has not said how many of these bombs may be sent to Ukraine, but it does say the US has hundreds of thousands available.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said that Ukraine deserves to join NATO, but also urged Kyiv to enter peace talks with Moscow. Mr. Erdogan was speaking after talks with Ukraine's president in Istanbul. Volodymyr Zelensky is on a diplomatic tour ahead of next week's NATO summit to ramp up support for Ukraine's eventual accession to the military alliance. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has said he will tender his cabinet's resignation after it failed to agree on measures to limit the flow of asylum seekers. Mr. Rutte said there were irreconcilable differences with the coalition government.
It is geen geheim dat de coalitiepartners.
It's no secret that the coalition partners think very differently about immigration policy. And unfortunately today, we have to conclude that those differences are insurmountable. That is why, after this, I will tender the resignation of the entire cabinet in writing to the king.
A gunman who fatally shot 23 people at a Walmart supermarket in the U.S. state of Texas in 2019 has been handed 90 consecutive life sentences. Patrick Crucius targeted people of Hispanic descent, as Neda Taufik explains.
Patrick Crucius got a life sentence for each of the 90 federal counts he pleaded guilty to, including hate crimes and firearm charges. Prosecutors outlined how he drove 11 hours from his hometown near Dallas to El Paso, a border city with Mexico that is 80% Hispanic. He shot shoppers inside and outside of the store with an AK-47 before surrendering and confessing that he was targeting Mexicans. The sentencing capped off 2 days of emotional impact statements from relatives of the victims and survivors.
Neda Taufik reporting. World News from the BBC. President Biden has announced the destruction of America's last remaining stockpiles of chemical weapons, in accordance with a decades-old obligation under an international treaty. The Chemical Weapons Convention, signed in 1993, bans chemical weapons and requires their destruction. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says the US announcement was an important milestone and that all declared stocks of chemical weapons had now been destroyed. Police in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, have fired tear gas on the opposition leader Raila Odinga's convoy during anti-government protests. Officers took similar action to break up demonstrations in the port city of Mombasa and Kisumu, an opposition stronghold in western Kenya. Electoral court judges in Guatemala have dismissed claims of irregularities in the presidential election held 2 weeks ago, saying the final results will be officially announced next week. The election will be decided in a runoff vote on August the 20th. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The court's decision to delay the announcement at the request of the government-backed candidate had led to concerns about interference in the vote. The front-runner, Sandra Torres, a former First Lady, demanded a review of the results after unexpectedly strong polling from an opposition candidate, Bernardo Arevalo. He campaigned on an anti-corruption platform and surprised most pollsters to secure a place in the second round. Mr. Arevalo dismissed her claims of fraud and described the delay as a government manoeuvre to try to prevent him from running against Ms. Torres in August.
The former Manchester United and Netherlands goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar is being treated in intensive care after suffering a bleed on his brain. The 52-year-old, who retired from playing in 2011, is said to be in a stable condition. BBC News.